Okay, the title of my talk, it's working? Okay, the title of my talk is Linking Quantum Field Transitions and Entanglement. Density functional theory. This work was done in collaboration with Marcello Sarandi, Daniel Lidar, and Lu Sam. So let me first introduce the background. Quantum field transition is one of the most mysterious phenomena in quantum physics. So it's entanglement. Therefore, it is natural to ask a question like, what is the role of entanglement in quantum field transition? So in order to answer this question, let me first introduce what quantum field transition are, first order, second order quantum field transitions, and what entanglement is. Okay, so I'm going to show you two ways to introduce quantum field transitions. So one's the classical, traditional way. A phase transition, the normal phase transition, is now an electricity of free energy. So F equal to U minus T times S. S is the entropy, U is the internal energy. A function of parameters like temperature or another parameter in Hamiltonian, such as magnetic field. So for a canonical example, the internal energy, so you can write like this, and also you write like this. You just so where En eigenvalues of Hamiltonian, and E zero is ground state energy. So that En minus E zero is always greater than zero. So you can write ground state here and others there. Quantum field transition is the case when temperature goes to zero, so that F, temperature goes to zero, F goes to internal energy and goes to ground state energy. So then you can say that a quantum field transition is non-electricity of ground state energy as function of a parameter lambda. Well, this is a traditional definition. Oh, it's not definition, just a traditional way to look quantum field transition. And the second way is from textbooks. And so let's consider a Hamiltonian H lambda, so that, for example, H equal to H0 plus lambda H1. So lambda is a parameter. For infinite system, so with the changing of lambda, the parameter lambda, the first excited state goes down and down, and eventually cross with the ground state. With a, there happens quantum phase transition. So we call this point a critical point. There are two. You can see the essence of the quantum field transition is a sudden change of ground state wave function. The ground state wave function changes from black to red. Okay. There are two kinds of quantum field transition. First order quantum field transition can be defined as discontinuity of first derivative of energy. A second order quantum phase transition is a phase transition other than first order quantum phase transition, including the case with second derivative energy being discontinuous or divergent. So there are two kind of phase transitions. One is first and second. But second is not like only this case. Okay. Entanglement. So actually, I think the audience here may not very familiar with the phase transition, but everybody may be familiar with entanglement. But anyway, this is a talk for like a wider audience, so I prepare this way. So from a very simple example. So let's first consider example for two-level spin system, spin up we call 0, spin down we call 1, and any arbitrary wave function can be written like this, where A and B are arbitrary complex numbers. And for two-spin system, any state of two-spin system can be expanded by four bases, and any arbitrary state can be written like this, where A, B, C, and D are arbitrary complex numbers, so including the state like this, which is a product of an arbitrary state and arbitrary state for spin 1 and arbitrary state for spin 2. So there are states which are not, we call this as a separable state. There are states which are not separable, for example, for Bayes states, you cannot write like that. Okay. So a quantum can be a quantum state can be characterized by wave function, can also be density matrix. So for example, this state. So under the four bases, you can write the matrix. We call it density matrix. And also, we can also introduce a reduced density matrix. For a part of a whole system, such as the spin energy, you trace over, this is a n spin wave function, and you trace over spins other than energy, and you get reduced density matrix. For example, for a three spin state, this guy, and you trace over the third one, and you get a reduced density matrix. Then so we can introduce entanglement measure, which is a quantity to measure how strong the entanglement is for a quantum state. And this is also a quantity between 1, 0, and 1. So first is negativity. So in order to introduce negativity, and then you first consider a partial transport matrix. So you first swap this box and with this box, you swap it in, you get this partial transport matrix, then you diagonalize it, you get four eigenvalues, but there's only one negative, if there is. So then you put the negative one here and compare with zero, it takes the maximum and two times. And for this matrix, for this state, so negativity equal to sine to theta. When theta equal to zero and 90 degree, you get separable states. When theta equal to 45 degree, you get one of Bell states. The second one is the concurrence. And so you first you construct a matrix. This is your D density matrix or reduced density matrix. And this is first, this Pauli matrix for first spin, for second spin, complex conjugation. And then you get matrix R, and you diagonalize it, and you put the biggest eigenvalue here, minus the other three, and compare with zero, it takes the maximum, then you define concurrence. Okay? Negativity and concurrence, they both for spin systems. No matter the mixed state or pure state. And you also have Bernoulli entropy for any two part A and B or pure state. So a pure state, you can separate as A and B, and you define Bernoulli entropy. Okay? So I have introduced you quantum field transitions in two ways, and entanglement and its measures. Then I'm going to show you what people learned before our work. So they did a lot of numerical study on analytical solvable models. So they show some interesting phenomena of entanglement measures around the critical point. And at that time, they didn't have any general theoretical conclusion. So everything was numerical experiment. So for first order quantum field transition, so remember defined by the first derivative. And now measure themselves are discontinuous. So this showed by many models in this paper, for example. And for second order quantum field transitions, they use there are two class. So for first class, the first derivative of entanglement measures are divergent or discontinuous. This is the first class. For example, this is a paper in Nature. You see, at that time, people thought that this is really something. And the other example is for the approximate ground state in this paper, for BCS model. And for the second class, the first derivative are zero. The entanglement measure maximum or minimum. So, for example, XXZ model. This model is strange. This model, let me write something. It is there's a phase transition, but around the phase transition, this guy is always smooth, no matter what n is. So that means, okay. I'm gonna. Okay. So what we did in this paper. We show that let me first introduce a little bit of density functional theory. I think I don't have time. So what we got, if we use a Hamiltonian like this, so we can prove vigorously. The first derivative of ground state energy and the entanglement measure can be linked according to this theory. It's like this. This is one of entanglement measure, any. And this is the first derivative of energy. They are linked in this relation. It can be inverse function also. So if this guy is discontinued, this can be discontinued as long as the M doesn't kill the discontinuity. Okay? And we also prove for the entanglement measure, if we do the derivative, and then we can prove the, for the first derivative of entanglement measure, you can prove it is proportional to the second derivative of energy. So the proportional coefficient here is smooth function. It's a smooth function. There's no divergence, no discontinuity. Okay. So let's come to the summary. So I show you two ways to introduce quantum phase transitions and entanglement. And before, I also introduce what people have done before us. Now we show model independently the first order quantum phase transition can be signaled by entanglement measure themselves. And the second order quantum phase transition, well, only class one. So class two, this theory cannot explain. Can be signaled by the first derivative of entanglement measure under some conditions. Okay, thank you for your attention.